From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Taliban attack kills 6 NATO troops in Afghanistan. A NATO spokesman has confirmed that a suicide bomber on a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram Airfield, killing 6 NATO soldiers and wounding 3 others. An investigation is underway into the midday blast. The base is near the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan, prompting questions as to how the Taliban was able to execute such an attack. VOA's Ayaz Ghul.
This area north of Kabul has been the base of Hizb-e Islami, another militant group which is led by former Afghan Prime Minister Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, who is obviously wanted by the United States. So this area in Afghanistan has been a strong base of Gulbuddin Hikmatyar. So mixing up with the population and getting support from the local population for the Taliban is not difficult. So it is quite possible someone from within the population not far from the Bagram Air Base might have helped the Taliban to carry out this attack.
In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail.
It is also important for us to keep things in perspective. And this is not an organization that can destroy the United States. This is not a huge industrial power that can pose great risks to us institutionally or in a systematic way, but they can hurt us.
In an interview with NPR News released today, Mr. Obama called Islamic State a virulent, nasty organization. This is VOA News. The Ethics Committee of football's governing body, FIFA, has banned embattled President Sepp Blatter and his one-time protege from the sport for 8 years. Lisa Schlein has more on this story from Geneva.
FIFA President Sepp Blatter was in a combative mood when he faced journalists shortly after he received word of his suspension by the Ethics Committee.
I'm sorry that I am, as president of FIFA, this punching ball, and I'm sorry for football. I regret that I'm this punching ball there.
FIFA's ethics committee found Blatter and UEFA President Michel Platini guilty of ethics code breaches regarding an unauthorized payment of $2 million by the president of FIFA to Platini. Swiss prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into these allegedly illegal payments. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The ban will likely derail Mr. Platini's bid to succeed Mr. Blatter when elections are held in February. Some observers see Turkey's current diplomatic crises with Iraq and Syria and its tensions with Iran as a result of a strategic change in Ankara's foreign policy. For generations, Turkey's policy was to avoid intervention in the affairs of its neighbors. But historian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul, with the region in crisis, Ankara is taking a more assertive foreign policy approach.
Turkey remains one of the strongest backers of the Syrian rebels and loudest voices for the overthrow of Syria's president Bashar al-Assad. Earlier this month, it dispatched tanks and soldiers to Iraq without Baghdad's permission. While Turkey insists it remains committed to respecting the territorial integrity of its neighbours, its actions indicate it has abandoned a decades-long foreign policy, says Aydin Selicin, a retired Turkish diplomat who opened Turkey's first consulate in Iraqi Kurdistan.
What we do in Syria, helping some militias trying to topple Assad, and what we are doing in Iraq is quite an interventionist foreign policy based on, let's say, values or in certain cases, in natural interest.
Doreen Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Meanwhile, the Russian military says it's been unable to retrieve information from the flight data recorder recovered from a warplane shot down by Turkey last month. The head of Russia's military flight safety service, Sergei Binatov, said an inspection of the recorder shows 13 of 16 microchips are nearly ruined and the remaining 3 are damaged. He said experts will attempt to retrieve information from them, but that it will take a long time. Turkey shot down the Russia Su-24 bomber on November 24th near the country's border with Syria, saying it violated Turkish airspace. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.